A person who davened more than 6.5 hours into the day, mincha, he's yotze, because that's the beginning of the zman, what we call today mincha gdola. The ikir zmana miteisha shoyis mechzer lemal. According to the mechaber, the ikir time to say mincha is 9.5 hours into the day, not right in the beginning of the earliest time. Adalayla, you have till the night to say the rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda at plaga mincha. Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara says up to plaga mincha. That's halfway between mincha tana and shkia, which is an hour and a quarter before shkia. Shul soif yud al shoyis chaser aviyah. Like we said, that is 10.75 hours into the day. The Rambam says a mesharim shoyis eilu lefi inyan hayoyim. V'af im hayoyim orach mesharim liyud beis shoyis. We take into account the day. So if the day is longer, then you split that longer day into 12 hours, and each hour will be more than a 60-minute hour. This is what we call shoyis manios. When the Chacham talk about hours of a day, we're talking about these type of hours. Continues the Mechaber, Basikne, David Kemar Ovid, David Kemar Ovid. You can pick one of the two shitas. In other words, you can daven mincha up to plag mincha and then mayer afterwards, or you could Tav mincha up to shkia and then mayav after that. Ushiyasil oilom kechad mi nayu. This only works if you always go like one of these opinions. Shem also kerabonon and mispal mincha adalayla shuv ein yochel mispal avas miplag mincha lemala. He says, in one time in your life you went one of these mahalchim, you have to continue with that. So if one time in your life you davened mincha after plaga mincha, then you decided I'm a rabbonin type of person. Vim also kerav Yehuda, mispal avos in plag mincha. There's a minig is to daven ma'ariv from plag mincha. Tzach lizor shelo yispal mincha ba'isasho. You can't daven mincha right before because it's a stira. If you hold that it's already night, what are you daven mincha? The achshav nogel yispal tefilas mincha ad alayla. The general minig is to daven mincha till the night. And therefore, ein lispal tefilas avos koydim shkir zechama. Should not daven mayer before sunset. The Shabru over here says it means the end of the sunset, which is Seisa Koychoven. The most lenient opinion today is about 20 minutes after Shkia. But the Eved is piled to feel his harvest with Plag Mincha, Lamala Yosef. But the Eved, he can daven mayer even from Plag Mincha. Shasat Chakyochel is piled to feel his harvest with Plag Mincha, Ulamala. If he's in extenuating circumstances, then even though his minute generally says daven mayer after nightfall, but if there's in time of need, he can be mispal before nightfall, as long as it's after plag mincha. Ramah says, "Lidan be medinos eilu, people in our parts of the world should know him lispal avos in plag mincha." The minig was to daven ma'ariv before nightfall, after plag mincha. Eilu lispal mincha chakach. Don't daven mincha after plag mincha. But the yevet or shasatrak yotze. Also there's some extenuating circumstances. Yotze. Anytime you have mincha, till seisa kuchovim. So, come upon, we see from here that one should avoid switching his minhagim. Mishnah Berurah does bring, though, that an Erev Shabbos, that is more of a heter to daven earlier than the rest of the year since you makabel Shabbos. There's another need of not to make a tata the sasri. You shouldn't daven mincha after plak mincha and Meir before Seisa Kochofen, because then you're not working with any of the Shittas. The Meis of the Mishnah Berurah says that even though you shouldn't have this Tata the Sasri, but if you can't keep the Minyan together, then there is a Heter to do that. Some places rely on this B'diyah because they don't have a way of keeping the Minyan together.